Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge dieser Podcast-Reihe Speed Learning Englisch, der Podcast zum Lernen der englischen Sprache. Heute geht es um eine sehr elegante Technik, um Fragen zu beantworten. Wenn du eine Frage gestellt bekommst, auf Englisch, dann nimm einfach das Vokabular, das in der Frage enthalten ist, um deine Antwort zu formulieren. Darum geht es heute. Ich werde dir im ersten Teil wieder eine Demonstration vorsprechen und anschließend hast du die Möglichkeit, diese Übung dann ohne meine Stimme selbst für dich zu machen. Du kannst jederzeit den Podcast anhalten, wenn dir die Geschwindigkeit zu schnell ist. Lassen wir uns einfach mal gemeinsam beginnen. Hier kommt die Demonstration.
Is today a good day? Yes, today is a good day.
Okay.
Hello, today we are dedicated to answering questions.
Fine.
When someone asks you a question, there is a simple trick to answering the question.
Yep.
Repeat the words that the other person uses in their question to formulate your answer. This way you need very little new vocabulary and your answer will sound polite, elegant and confident.
That's good.
I'll give you an example. You were asked, have you been in this city for a long time? Your answer now might be, yes, I have been in this city for a long time. Or the answer will be in the negative. No, I have not been in this town for long. So now let's practice a few sentences that you can answer either yes or no to. I'll leave it up to you which answer you choose. All right, let's start. Are you from Germany?
Yes, I am from Germany.
Answer. Yes, I'm from Germany. Or no, I'm not from Germany. Next question. Are you married?
Yes, I am married. Happily married. For more than 8 years.
Answer. Yes, I am married. Or no, I am not married. Next question. Do you have children?
Yes, I have children. I have two boys, two wonderful boys.
Answer. Yes, I have children. Or no, I don't have children. Next question. Do you like it here?
Yes, I like it here. I like it very much indeed.
Answer. Yes, I like it here. Or no, I don't like it here. Next question. Did you like the food?
Yes, I did like the food. Well, it was really tasty. I really liked it.
Answer. Yes, I liked the food. Or no, I didn't like the food. Next question. Do you like going to the theater?
Well, no, I don't like going to the theater. I prefer going to a museum.
Answer. Yes, I like going to the theater. Or no, I don't like going to the theater. Last question for today. Do you know the way to the city center?
Yes, I know the way to the city center, but I'm living in a village, so it's more or less easy.
Answer. Yes, I know the way to the city center. Or no, I don't know the way to the city center. Wonderful. Now you can answer yes or no to questions. Watch this video a few times so that you become more and more confident in answering the questions. Have fun and see you next time.
Gut, also das ist auch eine Technik, die ihr wunderbar anwenden könnt, wenn ihr zum Beispiel Dialoge in anderen Sprachkursen habt. Die meisten haben ja schon mit Sprachkursen versucht, ihr Englisch zu verbessern. Und da gibt es dann auch immer so Fragestellungen. Oder auch in Meetings, in Telefonkonferenzen oder im direkten Gespräch mit Muttersprachlern oder Kollegen, die eben einfach auf Englisch mit euch kommunizieren. Nimm das, was du an Frage-Vokabular gestellt bekommst, und nimm diese Wörter bei der Antwort wieder mit auf. Trainier das auch im Deutschen. Wenn dich zum Beispiel jemand fragt, ob du einen Moment Zeit hast, dann sag nicht einfach nur ja oder nein, sondern sage ja, ich habe einen Moment Zeit, oder nein, ich habe im Moment leider keine Zeit. Nimm also das Vokabular, das dir bei einer Frage präsentiert wird, mit in der Antwort auf. Okay, dann probier es mal aus, wie die Technik funktioniert. Und wir hören uns nächste Woche. Jetzt hier der Übungsteil für dich.
Is today a good day? Yes, today is a good day. Hello, today we are dedicated to answering questions. When someone asks you a question, there is a simple trick to answering the question. Repeat the words that the other person uses in their question to formulate your answer. This way you need very little new vocabulary and your answer will sound polite, elegant and confident. I'll give you an example. You are asked, have you been in this city for a long time? Your answer now might be, yes, I have been in this city for a long time. Or the answer will be in the negative. No, I have not been in this town for long. So now let's practice a few sentences that you can answer either yes or no to. I'll leave it up to you which answer you choose. All right, let's start. Are you from Germany? Answer. Yes, I'm from Germany. Or no, I'm not from Germany. Next question. Are you married? Answer. Yes, I am married. Or no, I am not married. Next question. Do you have children? Answer. Yes, I have children. Or no, I don't have children. Next question. Do you like it here? Answer. Yes, I like it here. Or no, I don't like it here. Next question. Did you like the food? Answer. Yes, I liked the food. Or no, I didn't like the food. Next question. Do you like going to the theater? Answer. Yes, I like going to the theater. Or no, I don't like going to the theater. Last question for today. Do you know the way to the city center? Answer, yes, I know the way to the city center. Or no, I don't know the way to the city center. Wonderful. Now you can answer yes or no to questions. Watch this video a few times so that you become more and more confident in answering the questions. Have fun and see you next time.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner.